fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 4th day of November. The perfect tip today is to work on your physical fitness. That means your aerobic fitness, your anaerobic fitness, your flexibility, strength, of course, all kinds of strength. And if you have underlying health issues, especially heart or lung issues, make sure you consult with your healthcare professional before you do anything strenuous. Don't want to hurt yourself. Just take a little at a time and do what you can within your capability. I got a note from Dr. Urokos. He will be with us this morning, but he may be running a few minutes late. So we expect to have him here shortly. Can't say exactly when. In the meantime, we'll have open lines at Republic Broadcasting at 512-248-8252. Election coming up Tuesday. This is Friday. The election is Tuesday. I just happened to be in the county clerk's office in Crawford County yesterday. I found out the state of Missouri now allows you to change your voting where you vote just a few days before you have to vote. That's relatively new. Previously, it had been, quite a few weeks you had to register to vote before when you changed your polling place, changed your residence. So that'll be helpful and maybe help some people that think they can't vote because they changed their residence. And it wouldn't hurt to call up your county clerk, the voter registration people, and find out what it would take to get registered to vote, even at this late date. I watch television about 1 hour a day. It would be Tucker Carlson. No, there's things Tucker Carlson won't talk about. I understand that, such as the fact that airplanes can't make buildings collapse as they allegedly did on the 11th day of September 2001. 21 years ago, my goodness. Has it been 21 years? Yes, it has. But there's a lot of things he gets into that are very important, and he names names, and he makes a lot of people angry every show. I say, good for Tucker. Tucker comes from money. He has that classic private school look about him. If you know what that means, you know what to look for, as do I. I've known a number of men and women who grew up in that environment, trust fund kids and so forth, and they have a whole different persona as opposed to the rest of us. And that's okay. That's simply the way they are. So I was really glad that Tucker finally went public about 6 weeks ago, exposing the fact that I've known, and most of you have known for a better part of 2 years, that these clot shots are hurting people. They're killing people. He finally went public with that. And I say, good for you, Tucker. Good for you. He's exposing the oh-so-wrong process of harming our children with genital mutilation and hormones, things that can't be reversed and cause harm to these youngsters that are confused, have a mental illness which may or may not be permanent. We don't know. So, as I said, I'd have to look at the Nielsen ratings. I've met a couple of people who have worked and still work for Nielsen to see what I think Tucker may have the largest audience on TV. I don't know, but if he doesn't, he probably should. I've also been told that there's Nielsen ratings for radio talk show hosts. I was not aware of that until recently. I'll be checking that out also. I did not know there was such a thing. I'd like to see where I am in there. I don't know how far from the top I'll be. It's probably quite a ways down. I have a very narrow demographics that I appeal to, and that's okay. It's still pretty good numbers. I don't know exactly what they are, but I know they're pretty good numbers. This election coming up, no excuses. You need time off from work, get the time off. If a neighbor or a friend or a relative needs transportation, give them transportation. If they need child care, do the child care, whatever it takes. Assuming that they're conservative Christian Republicans, we don't need to help the libtards, the opposition, which I call the socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims. We don't need to help them at all, do we? No. If they can't get to the polls, I say good riddance. That's okay. We need to get the people who will vote for the right candidates and vote for the right ballot measures, we need to get them to the polls. And whatever sacrifice it takes, that sacrifice needs to be made. It really does. So moving on from there, we are in the middle of, and we had my monthly John Moore radio show meetup last night. Had some new folks here. We have new folks just about every meeting. Always good to meet new people. But I began the conversation with the following. We're in the middle of the largest mass murder in the recorded history. That is not a flippant statement. I'm not making it sound worse than what it is. No, it is, in fact, what's going on right now with the COVID-19 vaccination, biological warfare, clot shots, is the beginning of the worst mass murder in recorded human history. It makes what Adolf Hitler, Joe Stalin, and Mao Zedong did look like child's play. Adolf Hitler is credited with murdering, I believe, 8 million people. Joe Stalin, about 18 to 20 million. Who knows for sure? Mao Zedong, about 50 million. That number is not very little firm also. It could be far higher than that. Regardless, we're looking at less than 100 million people murdered by those three dictators. We could throw in Pol Pot, who killed one-third of all the people in this country. I believe about 3 million people. Child's play compared to the tens of millions, hundreds of millions of people that will die as a consequence of accepting the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot. I was talking to a man recently who wanted to travel from Scotland to the United States. He was prohibited from doing so unless he got the COVID-19 clot shot. He didn't want to get it. He says he'll never get another one. I hope he does. I hope he's okay, him and his wife. I hope he is. I don't know. It's a challenge for those who didn't, were coerced into getting it, felt like they were forced into getting it. Now, this gentleman, he could have stayed in Scotland, or if he'd done enough research, maybe got some kind of exemption. I don't know. I don't know. I never looked into it myself to see what it would take to travel from Scotland to the United States without getting the clock shut. If he'd only waited another year or two, I think those matters would have been resolved, where there would be enough exposure to the fact the clock shot doesn't work, does not keep you from getting COVID-19, doesn't prevent you from spreading COVID-19, and in fact may in fact cause great harm. And we're getting real close to establishing that as a provable fact with the knowledge that we got. It was just a week ago today, I believe. The knowledge about the substance that we find in people's blood that have got the clot shot. That substance, troponin. That substance being troponin. People that got the clot shot and have suffered heart damage, they have this substance in their blood above the acceptable very low levels that's there naturally in healthy people. 0.0 to 0.04 nanograms per milliliter. That's what we expect to find in the blood of healthy people. They have no heart issues whatsoever. So it's been just over a week that we found out a way to determine with great precision whether a person has or has not suffered heart damage as a consequence of the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot biological weapons, with a simple blood test testing for protonin being in the blood. This is a big deal. It's a really big deal. I'll be talking to Dr. Huff about his recommendation, whether I should be tested for troponin the next time I get a blood test, which is typically about twice a year. Blood tests can be customized to look for anything the doctor wants to be looked at. That's what can be done with modern blood tests. They're very comprehensive and are a great tool for the doctor and the patient to understand what's going on with this individual. So I'm a big supporter of blood tests. They're non-invasive. Simply do a quick blood draw, send it off to the lab, and then the analysis comes back in the mail a week or two later. What do we do? What do we do? Knowing that we're going to be losing so many of our fellow citizens. The percentage of people who have accepted a clot shot in this country, it's all over the place. I'm not sure anybody knows with certainty. And it looks like Dr. Pete is with us. Good morning, Dr. Pete.
Good morning, John. Sorry I'm late.
Good to have you with us, sir, as always. Well, it's been a while. You were on a hunting trip last week. Did you get whatever it was you were hunting for, sir?
No. I saw some, probably about four doe one day, and I'm a deer hunter. I bow hunt and shotgun hunt. And, I just saw four doe, and that was it. Not really what I was looking for. I do eat the meat, obviously, but, I want something that I can put on my wall as well.
Right. Well, all I got to do is stand at the window of my studio and wait for the deer to come walking by, and I can shoot one if I chose to. They kind of walk around here like they own the place, it seems like. There's no dogs around to scare them off. When I did have dogs, the deer simply didn't come around. They were too scared of the dogs. Oh, moving on from there, we only have about 9 weeks before a homeless person can come in out of the cold and spend the day in your office, and the police won't do anything.
Great.
About it. It gets now wintertime up there compared to where I am in South Central Missouri. Daytime highs could be what on a really cold winter day? Well, in single digits or even below for a daytime high?
Definitely single digits.
Absolutely. Single digit for a daytime high. Now, if I'm a mentally ill homeless person with a alcohol and drug issues, and I want a warm place where there's pleasant lighting, a nice atmosphere, and I'm walking by Dr. Yerokas' office and I'm cold and I'm kind of stoned and maybe half drunk, and I'm thinking, oh, that looks like a really nice place. I bet they have a restroom in there. I bet maybe I can get a drink of water and I can be out of the cold. And I'll just kind of get cozy in the corner there with my sleeping bag, and I'll just stay there. And when it comes closing time, Dr. Yerokas will lock the door, and I'll be nice and safe. Nobody's going to hurt me. And when he opens up in the morning, I'll just walk down the street and get a happy meal and come back, and I'll be all set. I'm set for the winter. What a plan.
Oh, yeah, sounds great. I would almost like to do that. No, but
this is not a fantasy. This is not a fantasy. It may or may not happen to your office, doctor. But
I wouldn't be surprised if it did happen somewhere.
When your daytime highs are in single digits and daytime lows are below zero, people will do what they need to do to keep from freezing. And now they got a free ticket to spend the night, not only in your office, but in a lobby of Home Depot, for example. They have a big open area and nice restrooms. Lowe's has nice, large, clean restrooms where the homeless person can get cleaned up after their good night's sleep in the foyer of Lowe's. Now, I understand that if you're shoplifting from Home Depot or Lowe's, they just won't let you walk out the door. They wave at you as you're going out. So in about 9 weeks. Well, seriously, I mean, this is not related to healthcare, but it's related to the destruction of our society is what we're looking at, isn't it?
Well, sure, and it's, you know, the state that I'm in, so it kind of hits home for me.
Well, homeless people
have
had... The
good thing about where I'm at...
Right.
The good thing about where I'm at is, you know, we're probably about an hour from the city. I don't see a lot of homeless people around here, in this suburb in particular, very often. But I am just down the street from the metro station, so it's not uncommon for them to ride the train to the suburbs or wherever else and, you know, get off and do their thing. I do see them sometimes at the intersections with signs, you know, homeless, hungry, this and that.
Right.
And so at the end of the day, they might be taking a day trip out to the suburbs somewhere.
Right. At the end of the day, when they're finished collecting money for being homeless with their little sign, they get in their Mercedes and drive home. So anyway, this train I have seen recently. You've seen that yourself?
Recently, within the past, I don't know, maybe like a month or two. It wasn't a Mercedes, really? But it was a very nice minivan.
Okay. Very nice. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad they have a very nice minivan. Well, doctor, this is the train that goes back and forth to downtown Chicago. Is, what, two blocks from your office?
No, it's probably a little bit more than maybe like, I don't know, let's just say four blocks.
Okay.
It's definitely walking distance.
A city block is a quarter of a mile, I believe, about 225 yards or so.
Yeah.
A tenth of a mile, excuse me. A tenth of a mile is a city block. A standard average city block. We have a break. If you want to talk to Dr. Yerokas, give us a call at 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Biden announced pardons for marijuana possession. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. Yesterday, Biden announced pardons for citizens convicted federally of possession of marijuana or convicted in Washington, D.C. Pardons do not apply to any other offense or to non-citizens. Biden also urged governors to do the same in their state. This mass pardon event might be a political stunt, something of an October surprise, but it also might be the best thing Biden has done. This is a prison release that I can actually get behind. I don't think anyone should be in prison for a nonviolent, victimless crime. Although an administration official said that there was currently nobody in federal prison solely for possession of marijuana, I'm sure the 6,500 people with federal convictions on the record appreciate pardons. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem. Parabellum.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Well, I wish I was in the land of coffee, no town there. I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. If you want to protect your car, the car of your spouse, the car that precious youngster off to college, the same way the Department of Defense does, that's what you can do with EMP Shield devices. I'm grandfathered in. My listeners are grandfathered in with a nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Dr. Pete Urokos. Doctor, what's your office telephone number and your website, please?
My phone number is 815-526-3279, and my website is risingphoenixhealth.com.
RisingPhoenixHealth.com. Thank you, sir. Now, I've been encouraging you to go to Chamber of Commerce meetings to meet your chief of police. Once homeless, and I don't think you're going to be so much affected, but a place like Lowe's, which has a large foyer, very nice large bathrooms, maybe the bigger truck stops, which have everything in one place, where they got bathrooms and showers and a restaurant all in one location. That's the kind of businesses that are going to attract homeless people. They walk in the door with their shopping cart with all their worldly possessions and home sweet home. I mean, what a crazy world. What an absolute insane world.
Yeah.
Well, Doctor, I want to...
We do have all those stores up the street, too. And I did read a few weeks ago online a Rockford news company. They had reported that there was going to be potential release of, like, 400 prisoners. So... There's that.
Is that released all at one time?
I don't know if it's all at one time, but because of whatever is going on with the Safety Act.
The bail reform. The bail reform.
Yeah.
People who couldn't get out of jail because they couldn't pull the funding together to get out of jail. Well, that'll be 400 criminals ready to take action. I want to do a segue here, Doctor. I know you've been busy. You've been out of the loop. About a week ago, Dr. Huff forwarded me something, and you may have already got this also from him, about a doctor in Switzerland who studied 777 people who got the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot biological weapon in their blood, and he found that all 777 had elevated levels of something called troponin in their blood. Are you aware of that, Doctor?
No, he didn't send me that one.
Okay. Well, I'm learning. I'm a fairly decent homicide detective, but I'm no scientist. Apparently, troponin, that's Tango Romeo Oscar Papa Oscar November, India November, troponin is in natural, healthy human beings at levels of 0.0 to 0.04 nanograms per milliliter. 0.04. Anything above 0.04 is considered elevated and demonstrated evidence of damage to a person's heart.
Right.
And that's what the doctor found in Switzerland. Now, to me, this is the holy grail that I've been personally looking for well more than a year. Is there a way we can tell a person has had harm done to them before they have a blood clot, a stroke, a heart attack? Because previously, I don't think there was, not that I'm aware of anyway. But this is a way that anybody who's had the COVID-19 clot shot can take a simple blood test. Now, Dr. Huff has been taking a blood test about every 6 months to evaluate what's going on with my health. He's never had me tested for troponin because I'm not at risk for any issues with my heart. But now, anybody who's had the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot biological weapon, they can find out themselves in no uncertain terms whether they've had damage to their heart. I think this could be a valuable diagnostic tool. What do you think, Doctor?
Yeah, it sounds like it could be.
Well, out of curiosity, I'm going to have my next blood test I get. I have to travel 1 hour one direction to the hospital in Potosi, Missouri. It's the nearest clinic that can draw blood. Last time I was there, they said I had to wear a mask, so I put the mask on my forearm, and I told everybody that I identified as a three-year-old because three-year-olds don't need to wear a mask. And everybody did what you're doing. They just laughed and said, okay, John, you're a three-year-old. Well, seriously, we got an adult male identifying as a woman dressed up as a female Navy Admiral representing the United States in overseas conferences.
Mm-hmm.
So if this man, this mentally ill man, can identify as a female and wear the uniform of a female U.S. Navy Admiral, then why can't John Moore identify as a three-year-old? Of course I can.
Yeah, of course you can.
Of course I can. That's the modern world. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Back up and running full speed. We were off for almost 5 days last week. It was horrible, but we're back up and running full speed. My Rumble archives back up and running full speed. My Brighton archives back up and running. Working on getting the information out every day. The new humor section is being added to on an almost daily basis. Some really funny things are. Mike Lindell has a sale going on with his MyPillow and towel set for $40. You say 55%. That's pretty neat. I now have a Twitter account as of last week also, and there's a direct link to my Twitter account. You want to check that out. And, of course, the energy cleaner, my home business. I help people all over the planet. I ship these everywhere but the Antarctic. Every continent I've shipped these to except the Antarctic, helping people get their life back. If you've got arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, you need an energy cleaner. You really do. And I do something healthcare professionals simply can't and won't do. I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Check out the energy cleaner, the mattress pads that go with it. If you already have an energy cleaner, the micro plush throws. They're cozy and warm and elegant. At thelibertyman.com, where you can place your order using PayPal. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. And visiting with Dr. Pete Urokos, his office telephone number in Metro Chicago is 815-526-3279. The website's Rising Phoenix was that again, Doctor?
RisingPhoenixHealth.com.
Health. RisingPhoenixHealth.com. I thought there was another word in there. And anyway, Doctor, this troponin thing is a game changer, in my opinion. There's more and more public attention. When Tucker Carlson went public about 5 or 6 weeks ago, I don't know if he does, but I think he may have the largest TV audience of anybody. Was the demonstrable fact that the COVID-19 clot shot vaccinations are killing people and making them sick. I believe that was also a game changer. I'm disappointed he waited as long as he waited, because people like yourself and myself and many of our listeners, we've known for almost 2 years that you can't develop a vaccine in 9 months. It can't be done, can it?
Right.
So that immediately, and I was on with Dr. Deagle in the spring of 2020 saying the following, that my personal belief that the COVID vaccinations were already in the refrigerators waiting to be distributed before they were announced that they even had any. And I think given enough subpoenas and depositions, we may find out that was the truth, because I've had private information that was in fact the truth. And we're living with the consequences, aren't we, Doctor?
Yes, we are. I mean, we're not living with the direct consequences of it, because, well, you and I have not had it, so that's a plus. But we are dealing with, the consequences of everybody else who has had it.
I'm going to forward that email. Well, it's actually, I don't need to forward. It's at my website, Doctor. The article,
okay.
Dr. Huff. The articles, and I'll, so I don't get emails asking me, where the hell do I find this, John? I'm going to tell everybody. This happens all the time. John, where is that so-and-so on your website? So scroll down to the COVID section on the left side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. And it's actually in the middle, because we moved some stuff around. It says COVID-19 right next to the video of me making my most recent parachute jump. Actually, not the most recent, but the one before the most recent. It all took place the same weekend.
Okay, do you happen to know the age range?
Say again?
Do you happen to know the age range of those
subjects? I may give that. I don't know. But
okay.
It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The fifth article down. And I don't know the answer to your question. There's, I think, maybe three articles that they talk about subclinical myocarditis. Subclinical, I believe, means it can't be detected by normal detection methods. Is that accurate, sir?
Honestly, I am not sure about that one.
Well, that's my belief, is subclinical for any disease or illness means it can't be detected by normal protocols to detect an illness or disease. Regardless.
Could have to do with the symptoms.
Right. So regardless, we'll be looking more into this. I'll be talking to Dr. Huff privately about this. You may engage in a private conversation with Dr. Huff also. Oh, well, we first met at Freedom Center. It's been about a year ago. I was there over the weekend for the advanced precision class, precision rifle class.
Oh, awesome.
And Sam Andrews paid me a compliment, and the following compliment. He said he's never had a student do what I did, which was hit it's a 6 or 8 inch bullseye on a moving target at 600 yards. He's never had that happen before, and I did that.
All right. Well done.
So, yeah, thank you. He signed the target as a witness. The other student signed it as a witness. I got a photograph of the target to make a permanent record, and it was a challenge, to say the least, hitting a moving target at 600 yards and hitting a bullseye, a rather small bullseye for that distance, by the way, 6 or 8 inches. It wasn't any bigger than 8 inches. I know that. So yeah, it was a lot of fun, and I'll probably take the class again because I just want to soak up this information. And my friend Leon Green was looking at my notes last night because he wants to take this class also. And it's a big confidence builder to be able to do that. Getting back to the health. Yeah, thank you, sir. Getting back to the health related matters. We right now, you and I and all our listeners, we're in the middle of the worst crime in recorded human history taking place right now on the fourth day of November, 2022. You're a millennial yourself. You're between 18 and 40 years old, aren't you, doctor? I believe.
Yes, I'm 34. Right. I'll be 35 in a couple of weeks.
Right. So you're older than my grandson and younger than my daughter. And so you're a millennial. And the millennials have suffered 61,000 fatalities in the last 12 months, which is about 6,000 or 7,000 more than all the men and women who died in 10 years of Vietnam, which is, I think, about 55,000. And but they died in 1 year, not 10 years. Mm-hmm. How long, and I don't expect an answer, just a speculation, how long can that number of fatalities within that narrow 20-year range of Americans go unnoticed? That's the question. Mm. We'll find out, won't we?
Oh, yeah, we'll find out.
And we had a...
Or will it be unnoticed or will it just be covered up?
Well, so far it's been covered up. I recently acquired a source within the insurance industry, and I'm working with her to get more inside information. And she's agreed to do so, of course. And I'm always developing sources. One of my goals when I started my radio career in 1995 as a part-time talk show host was to turn my show into an intelligence gathering tool, which it has become very effectively, which is why there's people in the Pentagon who listen to my show, doctor, in case you don't know. Because it's a good thing. They're the white hats. At least as far as I know, they're the white hats. But in amongst all the silliness that takes place on any talk show, including mine, there are some gems that they're listening for. They're listening for those gems, for those tidbits of truth that they can't get otherwise. That's why they listen to the John Moore radio show. And hello to the Pentagon. Good morning, guys. It's 8:42 a.m. At the Pentagon right now. It's 8:42 p.m. in Bangkok right now. So, doctor, these deaths, and something I learned recently, is that some men respond entirely differently to the COVID-19 vaccination clot shots. There may be different batches, but some of them who work out on a regular basis are getting bulked up as if they were some kind of professional athlete, which is an unexpected delight for them that their workouts are turning into bulking up with muscle mass that they did not expect. And these are men in the Army, by the way, in the U.S. Army. Mm-hmm. And we need to do more research, and I have some ways to do this research, that the batches of clot shots they're getting are not what the general population gets, or even most people in the military. We got a caller on hold here, doctor. We got Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, John and doctor. I wanted to tell you what is going on here in Cook's Children's Hospital in Fort Worth. The thing is, I don't know how many blocks long, and I mean, it's just, I got lost in there one time walking. I couldn't really get out. But they are overwhelmed with what's called respiratory syncytial RSV virus. And they're saying this thing is very contagious. And sounds like masks are coming back on again. That's what it almost sounds like. I mean, I don't have one how many cases they got, but they say they generally don't have many in children. Well, they have them in children 1 to 2 years old. So the doctor know more about this, I guess. Maybe you don't handle children.
So what's this disease, this illness called again for the doctor, please?
RSV, respiratory syncytial, S-Y-N-C-Y-T-I-A-L virus.
Okay, Doctor, do you have any knowledge about what Pat is talking about?
No, I don't really deal with that kind of stuff, so I do not.
Okay. Anything else, Pat?
No, I just wanted to say that talking about the mask, it's just the way they're talking, it's just very contagious. And they're doing that again. So they're spread by coughing and sneezing on people, or even touching where somebody's coughed and sneezed on it. So they say they're totally, as an emergency, they're overwhelmed with the number of patients they have. And so they're asking for more doctors. What?
Sorry. Okay, well, okay, Pat. Well, okay. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Call number is 512-248-8252. Well, this time here, go ahead, Doctor.
Going back to what you're talking about with the people in the Army, how they're growing a lot of muscle mass, I'm wondering if that's affecting their heart at all, too, like cardiomegaly, something like that.
Well, the possibility exists, and we're dealing with people with pure evil here, that what the clout shot they got, this has nothing to do with COVID-19 whatsoever from Pfizer, Moderna, or Johnson & Johnson. That's an entirely different substance that can cause no harm and can also cause someone who's athletic to become more athletic. That's certainly a possibility. And the Army has the capability of doing that. Of course they do. Now, because we know from their own internal medical records that there's been a 300% increase in cancer, dramatic increases in men being sterile, stillbirths, and all the rest of it to the rest of the Army. So the possibility exists that they're getting both the regular clot shots that cause harm, and then the special operators, for example, getting special juice that could cause no harm and makes them into super soldiers. So it's a lot of possibilities here, and a definite lack of evidence. But we may get the evidence, Doctor. I'll just keep looking. I know you will also, won't you?
Sure.
Okay, we got a break coming in about a few minutes. What direction would you like to go next, Doctor?
Oh, I'm not really sure.
Well, this is a time
you're thinking about that one.
Well, think about this, a time of year where people spend less time outdoors, or which means less vitamin D, which means a vitamin D deficiency, which means people are more subject to getting coughs and colds, aren't they?
Yes, 100%.
Now, do you recommend vitamin D for people too? As a prophylactic, vitamin D as a prophylactic for people?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, you can even take that year-round.
Right. It can cause, I guess it is possible to cause harm if you take way too much, but in the reasonable recommended amounts, vitamin D can cause no harm, can it?
Right. Yeah, it's only going to benefit you. But yeah, you know, in these colder months, we're covering up. You know, our skin is not exposed to the sun. It's colder out. Nobody wants to do that anyway. We're definitely seeing people get sicker in these months, it even affects their mental health, things like that, a little bit more depressed. And not to mention, you know, the holidays, if people are alone and stuff like that. But anyway, sun exposure is a very key thing when it comes to pretty much your overall health and your immune system. And even like I said, you know, avoiding depression and things like that, it's just going to help. So
right.
If you can't get that, then absolutely take vitamin D.
Is there a form of vitamin D that you recommend over one over the other?
I mean, vitamin D3 is pretty much what I've dealt with in my years of doing this. Like I said before, I do use standard process, so I typically go with their products. Garden Life is another good company, and they have all kinds of stuff. So that's one for people to look into as well. Now, that one, I'm not sure if you need to have a healthcare provider get that for you or approve you to order their products or not. Kind of like standard process. You can't just go and order it off their website unless you're approved by a healthcare provider.
Right. Absolutely. Here's our break. We have time for maybe one more quick call at 512-248-8252.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many men have gone.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back visiting with Dr. Pete Yerokos. His office is up in Metro Chicago area. Office telephone is 815-526-3279. His website, which has a lot of great information, would be risingphoenixhealth.com. Doctor, we got our last caller here. We got Mike in Kentucky. Almost out of time, Mike.
Well, you know, you just, the subject of vitamin D brought up, like three times, maybe more, in the last 15 years, I've had friends that will be griping to me about their health problems just about every time they call. And I would say, well, you know, have you just got your vitamin D level checked? And they would say, no. And finally, I would say, well, ask, you know, and it would take them several times to get their vitamin D level checked. One girl went to an endocrinologist for 2 years, and she kept saying, Doc, I think I've got Lyme's disease. And he was, oh, you're a doctor. You're just paying too much attention to Dr. Google. And she finally got him to, after a year, to check her vitamin D, and she started feeling better. Is there like some cultural aversion or resistance to doing that? I mean, a relative of mine went through 3 or 4 diagnoses, and they finally checked their vitamin D level. All three of these people just randomly talking to me about their health. Zero. When they finally got their vitamin D level checked, it was undetectable. What's wrong with our medical system?
Well, there's a lot of things wrong with it. But, like, why are they avoiding vitamin D testing? I don't know. But
sounds like they can milk the patient for a couple of years. They got good insurance.
Unfortunately, that happens, you know. It happens all the time. I've seen it myself in different medical professions. So, unfortunately, that does happen. But I think you definitely made a good suggestion to them to get their vitamin D levels checked.
Yeah.
And, hey, it worked, right? And that one person...
Well, they're so reluctant to do it. They're so reluctant to nag their doctor to do it because, well, I just have to trust my doctor. My doctor would do that. I believe he would check it if I needed it. But most, like 70% of the population I've read is low in D3 if you're north of Interstate 10. That's basically Los Angeles to Florida. 7 out of 10, it should be a routine thing to check vitamin D if you've got some, you know, health malady that would fit the possibility.
I think
it's like a routine, but not if you're milking the patient for 2 years and switching around diagnoses and finally, oh, it's your vitamin D. That's something you could fix for like 5 cents a day.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, thanks. And thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for the call, Mike. We appreciate it.
You know,
Doctor, I want to thank you for being with us. We're pretty much out of time here. Any parting words for our audience, sir?
Take vitamin D. It's the time of year. typically, you can go up to about 10,000 IUs. And like he's saying, if you find something that your doctor's not doing and you're concerned with, then bring it up to them. You know,
absolutely.
I like having that level of communication between my patients and myself. If there's something
That's
you
great.
Want or are concerned about, talk to me about it.
It's great advice, doctor. Thank you. We'll have you back in 3 weeks. We have top of the hour break. We'll be back with Brady's. And thank you, sir. We'll be back with Brady's. Stay tuned.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.